This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Those who have more than a passing familiarity with the who's who of Wall Street are going to know the name Sally Krawcheck. She was the chief financial officer. She also ran wealth management at Citigroup until she got fired for trying to make customers who'd bought some of Citi's toxic assets during the financial crisis whole. She ran Merrill Lynch after Bank of America bought it. She got forced out there after a change at the top of B of A. So now she's doing it herself. She is the founder and CEO of an investment platform for women called Elevest, and she's out with a new book. Her first, it's called Own It, The Power of Women at Work, and she is today's conversation from the corner office. Sally Krawcheck, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm going to repeat you back to yourself here from the book about about the middle of it or so. I was an investment banker in my 20s, a research analyst in my 30s, a manager of complex wealth management businesses in my 40s, and now I'm an entrepreneur in my 50s. That is, first of all, sorry. I didn't even think about it. I do apologize. But that's quite a track record in serious heavy-duty capitalism.
Yeah, I've loved every minute of it, and I believe that is the type of career path we're going to see more of going forward, that it will not be the I started at XYZ company at 22 and then I retired with the gold watch at 65. Mm-hmm. One type of a career for decades is not going to happen going forward.
And also to the point of this book, though, that you believe now firmly that women will have, as you had, increasing roles of responsibility, and it will not be a rare thing.
I think that's right. Today we know that gender diversity leads to not just better business results, but substantially better business results. That, however, has not been enough to get women ahead. In fact, for all the conversation and debate we've had around diversity, we've been pretty stalled out. What is changing is the characteristics we women bring to business are going to be even more valuable. And also, if companies don't treat us well, we now have the information and power to take action.
This is the question in this interview where it will perhaps not be appropriate for everybody who's listening in the car or in the kitchen. It'll last about 45 seconds. So that's with that disclaimer. Here you know where I'm going with this, right? Here, you
what?
Know where
no.
I'm going. You wrote this book.
I do here, know.
You do know.
I do know.
So
I know
here
exactly
we go.
Where you're going.
You, since I've already given away your age, you started on Wall Street 30-something years ago. And you say that at the beginning of your career, it was literally an everyday occurrence for you to come into your desk and find on it a photocopy of male genitalia. I asked that question because it's shocking on its face, but also because the producer who was preparing this interview for me came into my office a couple of days ago, said, "Can you believe this?" And she's, you know, a woman in her mid-20s who has no concept of what it was like for you and your peers.
Boys club. I mean, and not a boys club as we think of today of, oh, someone said something that was gender insensitive or unaware, but actively trying to get the women out. And I tell you, it's really interesting when there's a Xerox copy of male genitalia on your desk. It takes you a minute to realize what it is. Is this piece of, oh my gosh, look at that. And then how do you react? And I had somebody say to me recently, well, did you go to HR? I was 22. I didn't even know what HR meant. By the way, I needed the job. So I took it. I crumpled it up. I threw it away and said, these guys are not getting rid of me.
Are you heartened that a woman in a professional setting in her 20s is absolutely horrified by that?
Well, I think you have to be absolutely horrified.
But the idea that it's so foreign to her experience, right?
Yes and no. You know, it's funny because this summer was a real wake-up call for me. There was a New York Times op-ed called Bro Talk on Wall Street, in which it was indicated that actually the company at which I used to work, the kind of crude, crass discussions were occurring. And then, of course, we had the Trump-Billy Bush conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this stuff matters. You and I both know that you can't objectify somebody with one group of people in one room and then walk into another room with those same people and promote that individual. You've just really put that person down. And so I was a little disheartened that it hadn't come as far as I'd hoped.
Can't get Sally Krawcheck on the phone, a woman who was in the belly of the beast when the financial crisis happened, and ask you your sense of why it happened. You have some fully developed thoughts on that.
Oh, they're fully developed because I was there. And the conventional wisdom, evil geniuses perfectly foresaw what was going to happen, crooks, etc., drove the economy off a cliff. Yeah. Not what I saw. In fact, I saw people who believed that the subprime market was going to continue to grow. In fact, the research indicates that subprime bankers had worse personal real estate performance than the public at large. So they believed it. What I saw was groupthink. What I saw were individuals who were alike, therefore had the same experiences, and so didn't have a fulsome picture of what was going on. They had the false comfort of agreement.
That's a great line, the false comfort of agreement. What do you make then, given all of that, what do you make of the change in regulatory attitude now that there's been a change of administration, right? The president has made it clear, both by his hires and by his executive actions, that he wants less regulation and a more favorable environment for Wall Street.
I'm shocked.
Are you seriously?
I don't think that the individuals who voted for Trump believed that they were voting for the regulations for Wall Street to be rolled back. I don't believe that's what they wanted. I think he campaigned on a tougher stance to Wall Street, not a looser stance.
So what happens?
Well, history would indicate not much that's good. The banks have demonstrated again and again that they do not self-regulate well, that they'll return capital to shareholders. That means, in general, they won't have enough capital to support their businesses. And while that may make the results appear good in a good market, too little capital in a bad market is a recipe for disaster.
The book by Sally Krawcheck is called Own It, The Power of Women at Work. She is the CEO of the investment firm or investment company. What do you call it? Investment what?
I call it an innovative digital investment platform.
Elevest is what it's called. Sally, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We talked a bit longer than that, Sally and I did. You can hear the rest of it on our Corner Office podcast. Get it wherever you can.